freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, that is the number for you to get interactive with us, and we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes on this show. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. Maybe there's just been something that you've just been itching to get off your chest throughout the day today. We want to hear from you because nobody really, no, honestly, nobody else really wants to hear about your problems.
No, they don't.
I'm being very blunt here. That's just the way people are. People are interested in their own lives and what's going on with their own selves, and if that's not you, they don't care about, you know, what issue it is that you've really had on your mind, whether it be something, again, from the political realm, or maybe you just aren't getting along with the significant other and you want to talk to us about it. We're fine with that, too. Anything goes. You can literally control the show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. We also want you to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and check out the archive section. We've got the last 6 shows fully archived and described right there on the front page, freetalklive.com. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go get them. It's that simple. And then while you're getting the archives, go ahead and click on the Vote for Free Talk Live link right above the archive section and help us out a little bit if you like the show. If you don't like the show, well, click it anyway. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, plenty to do here tonight. And again, here till 10 o'clock, so we're taking your calls.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, toll free, freestateproject.org.
Now, again, if you don't take control of the show, that means we have to bring stuff up. And I know we've got a teacher sex story.
There,
coming up
just
tonight.
An abundance of those things.
I don't know if it's necessarily an abundance, or maybe it's just that they just are making the news more often.
Come
than
on.
Before.
I'm sorry. Women having sex with their male students is news.
Are you talking
care.
About, the other way around, abundance of those? I mean,
yes.
Because you've got both, they both happen,
I think
where the male students have sex with the women faculty and the male faculty has sex with the female students. You're saying it's now more abundant on the female faculty having sex with the male students end.
Right.
Got it.
That seems to be a new thing. I'm sorry. That would be news if it got found out any year. That's news.
Well, let's start with it now. I mean, so yeah, I guess this has already happened at least once so far this year. Isn't that right?
Several times, it seems like.
If not more than once. The story is out of South Carolina, and right now it looks like the website isn't too happy with me at the moment, but basically what happened is a 17-year-old male student was caught, in the teacher's car or something like that, down by a lake during school? I don't know if it was during school hours.
I didn't read the whole article. All I did was saw a picture of her. That's all I cared. So,
and she wasn't anything special or anything.
I got a whole bunch of news stories. Let's hold this off.
All right, we'll hold it off
until
the website works. What do you got,
man? Technical difficulties can be fixed here. I have a Denver man who was stopped by police and had his marijuana confiscated. Well, he received an apology and got his marijuana back.
No way. What?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Thomas Lawrence.
That is unprecedented.
Yes. Apparently, Thomas Lawrence is among the first to take advantage of Colorado's law that allows marijuana to be used like a prescription drug. Lawrence, who has...
I didn't realize Colorado was one of those states. Congratulations to Colorado.
I know that there's 11 of them, and I don't know which ones they are.
Huh. Okay.
I know one of them is not Florida.
Yeah, no doubt.
Lawrence, who has chronic back pain and rheumatoid arthritis, got his marijuana back along with an apology from the police. It's more of a victory for the people who actually voted for it. That would be the law to allow prescription marijuana. And the rest of the patients to know that the law actually worked. They don't have to be as concerned about what's going to happen if a cop pulls them over. Tell them you're a patient. Show them your ID. Show them your permit, said Lawrence. His case was a first for Denver officers. This is the first time we've actually released drugs to anyone, said the Denver Police Department. Detective Teresa Garcia said last week. Because we've been told all our lives this stuff's bad. It's evil.
Is that's the actual quote?
I'm just
okay.
You would love her to say that, though, wouldn't you?
It would have been believable. I mean, if that was true. And the good news here is the cops in Colorado are at least able to follow these orders. It seems like the cops in California, where this whole controversy originally originated, was in the mid-90s when, it, I guess, 96, the people of California passed Proposition 215, I think, that basically did the same thing as what Colorado did, meaning that marijuana users, people who are using it for medical purposes, could get permission from their doctor, get a prescription for it. They literally had some sort of an ID card that they would carry.
Mm-hmm.
But the police in California didn't want to have anything to do with it.
They didn't like that crap, huh?
No. They would continue to arrest people. They continued to do raids. And the DEA was involved as well. But it's nice to know that at least in some parts of the country, the police, upon order, I mean, that is their job, right? They always will tell you, I'm just following orders. The police are great about saying that.
Yep.
Well, at least in this case, they really are following the orders. They were ordered to give the marijuana back to this guy, to this person, and they did. And I think that is a serious win. I mean, beyond the fact that the law is actually working, the police are actually helping with it. They're not being a hindrance here.
Well, you know? It's the law of the great state of Colorado, and it's their job to enforce it.
Way to go to Colorado. Now, what was the circumstance that got the weed confiscated in the first place?
I don't have a reason why he got necessarily stopped. It doesn't say here.
Well, because I'd love to actually hear that story, because if they have some sort of a prescription / ID card or something like that that they're supposed to show,
yeah.
I wonder what the circumstances were. You know, was he pulled over? Did he have his card with him? Did he not have his card? And is that why they took it from him? Did they take it from him when he had his card? So that's
I would imagine cops to some extent are kind of like normal people, and you wouldn't necessarily know when a law changed in your state, and perhaps they didn't even know that the law had changed, and the guys, can you imagine a guy saying, no, I got a permit for this stuff? Sure you do, buddy.
Speaking of changes, this is the show that you can literally call in and change the topic anytime. Let's go to Chris in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, good, sir.
I was thinking about that article you brought up about tsunami victims.
That was last night, sure.
Yeah, it was last night. And
the tsunami victims are suing basically the weathermen.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, you know, does our country crank out way too many lawyers instead of engineers, scientists,
well,
you know, people who actually create?
I would say the answer to that is yes.
The answer to that is yes, and it's not American lawyers suing us. It's, I believe, Switzerland or German.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying that.
But they're taking their cues from American, the litigiousness of this society, I think. I agree with you. I think the reason why we have too many lawyers, Chris, is because we have too many laws.
Right.
Oh, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, the issue should be based on, it should always be loser pays. You know,
just define what that means.
Loser pays means that if they can take their suit to court and they lose, then they've got to pay all the court costs.
Meaning the lawyers who bring the suit, if they lose, they're in
I don't care
debt.
If it's the lawyers. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we can go take the last little corn cob from those people in Malaysia that tried to sue us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doesn't matter to me. If they lost the lawsuit, they should have to fork up the costs.
I don't even understand how they could possibly sue. I mean, they're not in the same jurisdiction.
Most of them aren't. It's world court. I believe probably what they're at.
Well, how dare the World Court tell us that it has jurisdiction over us?
Well, the World Court doesn't have jurisdiction
right.
over us.
Maybe that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't.
And
in my opinion, it doesn't. But in the UN's opinion, it does.
We have so many laws in this country, and it should be noted that most of our laws are written by none other than?
Lawyers.
Exactly. And most of our politicians are?
Lawyers. And billionaires.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of them are lawyers, and so this is what needs to be changed. We need to have a major paradigm shift in this country where we stop electing the same old as far as politicians go. And when I say that, I mean Republicans and Democrats. Chris, final comments.
It's pretty much we need people who understand the value of contributing to our society, making things instead of just, you know.
I agree with that. Lawyers don't make too much, although there is a purpose to them. Thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime, all right?
Sure.
800-259-9231. This is your show. Got another pot story coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jeff Donovan, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the show you can literally take control of, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got the brand newest validated Shriner, Melissa. She's on there with her new hair color. She's an older Shriner. When I say older, I mean she's been on the Shrine for a long time. She's now sent in her validated picture. So now everybody knows Melissa absolutely does listen to Free Talk Live.
Very exciting.
It is. And so go to freetalklive.com and check that out. So we were talking about the situation in Colorado
And this isn't pot radio. I don't want anybody to think that, because last night we happened to start with the grandma who got busted, the 78-year-old grandma who got busted for selling marijuana. Sad. That's a pathetic story.
Well, to some extent, the war on drugs is the war on pot.
It is.
I mean, the most of the drug busts are pot busts.
I don't want to make it seem like this is like the war on drugs show.
Oh, I understand, but at the same time, there's a lot of points to be made on the war on drugs.
Absolutely, and I think that it, I don't want to also marginalize it as well. I just want to make it clear that Free Talk Live finds this to be a key issue in today's society, because it has resulted, the war on drugs, in not only putting our friends and family members in jail, but also keeping us all scared, locking the doors at night because of all the crime associated with the war on drugs. Not to mention the evisceration of things like the Fourth Amendment and some of our other constitutional rights as a result of the war on drugs. So it's a it's a much broader reaching issue than just letting some pothead smoke some weed. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
There's way more to it. And as a matter of fact, speaking of potheads, apparently soap opera star Jason Cook, like I know who that is, was arrested after he allegedly became argumentative with airport officials who found a pipe with marijuana debris in his luggage.
Ooh.
That probably means residue. It's got some resin in it. The Days of Our Lives actor was arrested Monday at the Des Moines International Airport at about 6 a.m. Monday on charges of public intoxication and drug paraphernalia. He was in Des Moines over the weekend, not to go and do a drug deal, not to go and, you know, get wasted.
See his mom.
He was there, no, even more charitable than that, 31st Annual Variety Club Telethon. This telethon last year, or this year rather, raised $3.5 million for children's charities.
Jeez.
Jason appeared to be, according to the police report, Jason appeared to be intoxicated, showing signs as bloodshot, watery eyes. Argumentative behavior.
He was probably up all night. It's a freaking telethon.
It was 6 a.m. too,
yeah,
when he got there. Argumentative behavior, inability to follow instructions, and smelled strongly of an alcoholic beverage. Stan Reynolds, volunteer producer of the telethon, said he bailed Cook out of jail. He says, this is the producer, he says, I'm just sick to my stomach over this. I just love this young man. This is his fourth year coming here to help us, and he just works his tail off for the kids.
Yeah.
This is Jason Cook, soap opera star, a bad guy because he smokes a little marijuana?
Not in my opinion.
Is he a vicious criminal? Is he threatening these children?
Well, it doesn't say he was stoned. It said he was drunk.
No, it says he was drunk, but he had a bowl with him. He had a marijuana pipe with him.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty obvious when you have a marijuana pipe.
Why?
Well, it smells like marijuana.
Well, couldn't a tobacco pipe smell it?
I don't think so.
How does the TSA agent know? Did they smoke marijuana?
Probably.
They probably should be put in the jail right next to them.
I've seen some of those TSA agents, and I know a thing or two about government bureaucrats. And one thing that I know about government bureaucrats is they're regular people, too. And regular people drink and smoke. I've known plenty of people that work for the government that have smoked marijuana. And I mean, plenty. But I've actually known something of, like, you know, higher-end government officials doing that sort of thing. I don't have a problem with it, but the problem comes in when people are arrested for it. This guy ended up going into jail as a result of this and had to get bailed out. And it's high time that we end this insanity. Last night, I mean, within days, we have case after case after case that exemplify how asinine and stupid this war on drugs is. Last night is a 78-year-old woman getting arrested for having a pound of marijuana, for selling marijuana. 78 years old. Now we've got a guy who's helping out kids' charities, helping raise $3.5 million, doing it year after year, just from the goodness of his own heart, just because he wants to help kids out.
Right.
And now he's in jail because he had a bowl with him, because he got argumentative. Well, if the TSA's effing with me, I'm going to get argumentative with them, too. So that's probably why he was argumentative.
Well, I don't even know if argumentative really matters. I mean, they caught him with the bowl. He's probably, I mean, at that point, everything else didn't matter. Being argumentative didn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, yeah, you know, there's no point in arguing at that point.
Well, it doesn't.
You might as well just put your hands behind your back.
There's no point in arguing or not arguing. You know what I mean? Like, the article says he was argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. He was going to jail.
Yeah.
He had a marijuana pipe.
Right.
You know, I mean, he was going to get a fine or jail or whatever it was that they were going to give him. Whether the fact that he was argumentative, has nothing to do with it. It's superfluous knowledge.
I guess just as a tip for marijuana smokers who are potential travelers as well, leave your bowl at home. Leave your bowl at home. Maybe bring some rolling papers. What are they going to do with that, right?
Nothing.
I roll my own tobacco. I mean, then you, if you don't have, the problem here was if he'd had a clean marijuana pipe,
yeah,
he would have been fine, I think. But the problem is he probably didn't have it. It wasn't clean. It had debris, as they put it.
Mm-hmm.
It had the resin in it. And once you use it once, it's done.
Yeah.
So, stick with papers.
It's probably a better idea.
Tip for me to you. So it's about time that this
What about, I mean, I don't know. I don't transport this stuff. I don't smoke it anymore, any of that kind of thing. How do you move it from place to place? I mean,
on an airplane, you mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't take that stuff
on
an airplane.
No, it's not a good idea.
I'd be very, very careful to even drive it in a car.
Well, that's how it moves.
Okay.
I mean, that's how it moves. It gets driven in all kinds of things. Everything from cars to semi-trailers. I mean, anything in between. Somebody's driving it around the country. That's how it gets from place to place. Semi-trailers come across the border with thousands of pounds of it at a time.
I see.
And everyone just looks the other way because they're Border Patrol agents.
It's worth it.
And yeah, they're getting paid to look the other way. And then once it's in, the only way that anybody really gets their hands on the stuff is by total happenstance if it's on the road. I mean, if you happen to pull a truck over, and of course now the Supreme Court has made it legal for the police to bring drug dogs around your vehicle anytime they pull you over. So that's going to make it happen probably a little bit more often than it has been. Because before, you know, they had to have probable cause, or at least you'd have to give them permission to search your vehicle. Now it's a lot easier for them, although we haven't heard of any instances yet of the police utilizing this particular tactic, where they can pull you over for speeding.
Yeah.
Or running a stop sign, or whatever. And that's apparently just the fact that they pulled you over is enough of an excuse for them to bring out the drug dogs.
Well, they also have these bomb-sniffing, gunpowder-sniffing dogs, too, right?
I guess.
I mean, couldn't they... I'm just trying to think
how
they can
misuse
this besides drugs. I'm just thinking that, you know, if you've got semi-automatic rifle, or an automatic rifle in your trunk, which, in my opinion, is you should be able to have, according to your Second Amendment rights. Could the dogs smell the gunpowder on that thing?
You bet it could.
And would it alert to that?
You know what? I that's a good question. I remember a long time ago we used to have Officer X call the show. And we actually had two different cops that were from the local Tampa Bay area. One of them was Officer X. The other one was Deputy X, because one of them was from the city and the other one was from the county.
Neat.
And so if there's any law enforcement officers that have an answer there, my question would be, can you multi-train police dogs? Are there bomb dogs and drug dogs? Or can you have a bomb/drug dog? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Coming up, tax reform is a shell game. Ron Paul talks about it. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Bert and Ernie know parenting's challenging, especially when children think they're in charge. When I come back, I'll tell you about someone else who's trying to be the boss. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. On Sesame Street or any road, children aren't the only ones whining, kicking, and screaming. Family cars are getting in on that action. Like your kids, your car wants to run the show. As it gets older, it'll squeal, pop, shake, rattle, and roll you into a fury. If that doesn't get your attention, it'll leave you stranded, which will drive you into the shop for repairs. Take charge. Keep your car on its best behavior by following owner's manual service schedules, like a bedtime rule, and dressing it in Sunday best with car wash and wax. Cars, they're easy when you take care of them. Kids, now that's another story. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Okay, so, drugs a moment ago, and the war on drugs is just one aspect of what our federal government spends our tax dollars on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say
the biggest problem facing America is not the war on drugs, but the withholding tax. Withholding, you know, the income withholding tax.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if employers didn't have to take a certain amount of money out of somebody's check every week or every 2 weeks or every month, depending on when they get paid, and that person didn't have that money in their hand at any point, because now you don't. You get a withholding. You get a check that your taxes are already taken out. They're sent to the government before you ever saw them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do employers have to withhold?
I'll bet they do.
I wonder about that. I wonder if that's one of those things where everybody's always done it, so we should do it too. That's what they tell me we're supposed to do. Does that mean you have to do it as an employer? Because as an employer,
I don't know if you're really going to help your employees by not doing it, though. You know?
Well, it's going to be more difficult for them when it comes to tax time, because
Right.
then they're going to have to pay it out, and they're going to maybe have to do a few more calculations and that sort of thing. But, I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about putting it back on the employees and letting them take care of their own taxes. Because that's what the point of withholding is.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to make it easier. You don't have to cut a check. You know, you probably will get a refund at the end of the year if you're under a certain level of income. It makes taxes no problem. You just take it to your local tax official or the Hewitt. What are the H&R Block? You go down there and they'll take care of it for you. It's easy. We fleece you with the most lube possible, basically, is what's going on. And so I think that, you know, businesses hop on board there because I guess it's become maybe a competitive angle. Well, we withhold. You don't have to go through all that hassle of filling out extra forms because we do the withholding for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a way they compete for employees now. I'm just wondering what made it happen like that.
I don't know.
What made businesses jump on the bandwagon there?
And maybe it's got to be an aspect of everyone's always done it.
Yeah.
That's got to be a big factor. And there had to be a transition period sometime between, you know, 1913 and now, or whenever was it that income tax was ratified. Was it 1913? Income tax ratified?
It seems about right.
Anyway, Ron Paul.
Four or one.
Ron Paul, the representative from Texas, representative in the House of Representatives of the United States, the only libertarian in Congress. They call him Dr. No, because he consistently
always votes no.
Votes no on everything that's unconstitutional, which is pretty
probably
much everything.
Everything.
Anyway, he's talking about tax reform is a shell game. And again, if you want to interrupt the show, 800-259-9231. He says tax reform is back in the news. Brought to the political forefront by a recent meeting of the president's advisory panel on tax reform. Once again, politicians and former politicians are lamenting the complexity of our tax laws, as though their own spending measures have nothing to do with it. But we've heard this song before. In fact, we've been promised a simpler, fairer, and better income tax system many times. Most recently in 1997 and 1986, when Congress made relatively significant changes to the tax code. Yet the federal tax system remains an embarrassment, both in terms of the tax burden itself and the outrageous compliance cost engendered by its complexity. And that's they've been just kind of playing this tax reform thing up quite a bit, haven't they, recently, with the president talking about, oh, send us your input.
To the point where I'm still a little torn.
About what?
The, you know, the, what was it, the Greenspan came out in support of the fair tax.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of days ago, and you know, I'm not the big L libertarian. I'll take little baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind them. Give me a little more freedom, and let me keep a little bit more of my money. I'm happy. And he came out in support of this fair tax, and the way I see the fair tax, now I've heard the arguments on the other side, certainly, and I'm sure you'll make them in just a minute, but the way I see the fair tax is, it'll cut my apparent taxes, the taxes that I pay, in half. About the taxes that I would pay in half. And it
you
will
mean
also
income taxes?
Yes.
Okay.
Because half the people out there apparently manage to, small business people that don't, you know, they don't have to show all their income, illegal aliens who. And I don't blame small business people for not paying taxes. I
right.
wouldn't if I could, but I work for somebody for a living.
Got it.
Illegal aliens who get paid under the table, and people in the drug trade.
Okay.
All these people don't pay taxes or their fair share.
Right.
Fair share being, you know what I mean.
Okay.
They don't pay their fair share of taxes.
Uh huh.
So about half of us carry the tax burden.
Yeah, we've actually heard somebody throw that statistic out within the past week or so.
I'm not sure that I believe it entirely. But
that 50% of Americans are burdening 100% of the income tax.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I entirely
believe it. Sounds plausible.
It does sound plausible. Plus,
okay.
Of course, there's people in poverty.
So wait, okay, according to Ron Paul, the idea that Alan Greenspan has put forth is a retail consumption tax. Is that what you're talking
right.
about?
Right, sales tax. National sales tax.
And they're calling
tax.
That the fair tax?
Fair tax.
It's fair because everybody buys stuff, and so therefore everybody
right.
would have
it's,
to pay it.
It's fair because it's fun to put these kind of labels, monikers on there.
No policies. Tax is a fair tax, of course, but moving on.
That's
so
like
you're
I
saying
said.
Then the tax, the amount would be distributed amongst everybody instead
right.
of
say
50%.
Say instead of, you know, the average person pays about 50% of their income in taxes, but the average tax bracket, say, is 34%.
Mm-hmm.
Say they've made a national sales tax of closer to 17%.
I see.
Now, every dollar you spend, you get 17% added on, plus the state tax on another
right. 7%. So you're looking at 25%.
25% on top. I'll tell you, in European countries, it's like that.
Uh-huh.
This is not unusual in the world.
Don't they get an income tax, too, in European countries?
Yes. A lot of times they will. If you make over a certain amount, that
right.
kind of thing, they'll. And, you know, that's how the income tax started out here, too. Hey, let's vote in a tax on the rich people. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you make over such and such, you get taxed. Well, they didn't actually inch it down too much as inflation caught up with it. You know?
Okay.
Because at that time, making $15,000 a year,
that was a big deal.
It was a good wages.
20 years later,
yeah.
Everybody's making that. I gotcha. We're going to come back with more of this tax reform nonsense, and Mike in New Hampshire has an answer to the withholding question as far as whether or not it is something that businesses have to do. So we'll find that out coming up as well. This is your show. You take control, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself, but you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the show you can literally take control of. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com on the bulletin board system we've got there with hundreds of users, quickly approaching the 400 mark, and thousands of posts, over 6,000 posts for you to surf around through there. It's all free. And it's all at freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phones and right to the phone. We're talking about taxes and tax reform and the flat tax and withholding. Mike in New Hampshire has a comment. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, regarding your earlier question about where the withholding came from, there's been a lot of debate in the libertarian circles about that question, which I'm sure you're aware of, so I did a little research into it. Turns out it comes from the Current Payments Tax Act of 1943.
And what is that? What's that mean?
Well, during World War II, they were desperate for more tax money to get more people paying their voluntary income taxes. Before 1943, there were only 6 million people in the U.S. paying income tax.
Six million?
6 million people voluntarily filing income taxes. And the way they were paid was staggered. So, like, you would pay your income taxes that you owed for the first quarter of 1940, mm-hmm. you would pay them in the first quarter of 1941.
I see.
And
okay.
So they were desperate to get a lot more people paying taxes to fund the war machine. And so they passed this Current Payments Tax Act that would start withholding, rather than people paying lump payments like they were paying property taxes,
mm-hmm.
make it easier and more incremental and less noticeable. So they decided to appoint every company as a tax collection agent to perform this withholding on a weekly or biweekly or monthly basis.
Right.
And they started this, and the selling point that they made in order to get it past Congress was that anybody who volunteered to have their income withheld under the Current Payments Act would be forgiven all of their taxes for 1942. But the fact is that the taxes for 1942 were being paid in 1943, and if they had passed the act, you would have been paying both your taxes for 1942 and your taxes for 1943 at the same time.
I see.
And so what they were doing is creating this. After they passed this act, they wound up getting 22 million people rather than 6 million people paying taxes. So
wait, I'm lost. Let me backtrack just a little bit. So they passed this law, and it said that if they volunteered into the withholding system, that they wouldn't have to pay a year's worth of taxes?
They wouldn't have to pay the previous year's worth of taxes under the old system, because if they had passed the law as it was, they would have had to pay, you know, each quarterly taxes from the previous year during 1943, plus pay their 1943 taxes during 1943.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so they have to pay the 1942 taxes on a quarterly basis, and they'd have their money withheld.
Right.
Well.
So they said, okay, we'll be magnanimous and forgive you your 1942 income taxes.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
And so they actually got the individuals who are being taxed to volunteer in, or the businesses?
Well, the businesses were appointed under various New Deal programs. You know, there had been a lot of fascist incremental nationalization of the national economy during the 30s, you know, like the NRA, National Recovery Act, and things like that.
Okay.
And so there was a lot more coordination in the economy, where, you know, businesses were told how much to produce and how much materials they would have to produce with, and so on and so forth. So they were used to taking a bit more orders back then.
Huh.
And so they were all appointed to be tax collection agents under the Current Payments Tax Act.
So they couldn't just say no. They couldn't just say, we don't want to be a tax collection agent.
Well, they were told they couldn't say no, although in order to make it constitutional, there was a measure in there where they supposedly were not required to do so.
Right.
But being wartime, if you didn't, you were, you know, considered a traitor and so on.
You'd be blackballed and
a very bad man.
Right. Okay. So that's how that all came to pass. And, you know, everybody's been doing it for so long, they think it's, you know, it's
just
something
been that
we all
are. So
do.
Then what you're saying is that it is true then that today there's still some sort of constitutional measure that you could not withhold people's taxes?
Yeah, this is a big case that's going through the courts now. I believe it's debating, I think it's Section 681 of the tax code, which basically details what sort of people have to pay taxes.
Oh, that's Section 861.
861,
I'm
sorry.
As a matter of fact, I've got some news about the gentleman who's behind Section 861. It's like promoting Section 861. And as I understand it, Section 861 basically says that the only people who are required to pay income tax in this country are people who are involved in some sort of international trade or international business. So
essentially it came down to that if you were a government employee or an officer in a corporation that engaged in international trade, then you were liable to pay taxes.
As I understood it, if you do any business internationally, all of that income is taxable. But outside of that, if all you're doing is business in the United States, then it's not. That's as I understand it. Unfortunately, the guy who'd be able to clarify it, Larkin Rose, recently was indicted.
Yes,
we're
going to
talk about that when we come back. Actually, we'll take your calls as well. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, man.
Sure thing.
All right, talk to you later. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I think Mike is a Free State Project member. We're Free State Project members. This guy, Larkin Rose, who's been indicted, is also a Free State Project member. And it's an interesting story, although we got more calls rolling in. As soon as we're done with the calls, we'll get back to that. This is your show. You can take control anytime. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and I had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our updates list. As I promised, we are going to be announcing a new affiliate sometime this week. And if I get around to it, it might just be tonight. So if you're on the updates list, you'll be the first person to know. Who our new affiliate is, or who the new Shriner is, or whatever the news is in regards to Free Talk Live. That's how you get it first if you're on the updates list. And again, you can do that at freetalklive.com. We're talking about taxes, tax reform. We just found out a little bit of information about withholding and how it may actually not be a mandatory thing. It's just one of those situations where everyone's always thought it was.
Right.
Everybody else does it, so I've got to do it too. Well, what we were reading was something by Ron Paul, Representative Ron Paul, about tax reform. And I mentioned that Larkin Rose, one of the tax freedom advocates out there, has recently been indicted. We are going to get to that coming up, but I want to wrap this thing up with Ron Paul first.
Okay.
Anyway, Ron Paul's talking about the tax reform shell game. He says, Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan's called for a national retail consumption tax to replace the existing income tax, absent the outright repeal of the 16th Amendment, however. We cannot be sure that an income tax would not reappear at some point. So he's saying that if we don't go in and get that income tax out of there completely, they might just go ahead and flip the switch back on two years later. Then you got a national sales tax and an income tax.
Yeah.
Hello, socialism.
He's probably right.
One can easily imagine the popular support for retaining the income tax on the very rich, which, of course, is how the 16th Amendment originally was sold to the gullible public in the 1910s. The president has thrown cold water on the consumption tax proposal, however, by announcing that he opposes any reform that eliminates mortgage and charitable deductions. This leaves us with variations on the flat tax concept, which was savaged by the political left when advocated by the likes of House Majority Leader so-and-so and Steve Forbes in the 1990s.
Lou Rockwell, flat tax just kills off the whole advantage of the fair tax, which is that illegal aliens... small business people that don't have to report
that.
Their
he's just telling income. He's just making it clear that George Bush has thrown the fair tax thing out the window already, basically.
No.
Lou Rockwell offers a very simple test for any tax reform proposal. Does it reduce or eliminate an existing tax? If not, then it amounts to nothing more than a political shell game that pits taxpayers against each other in a lobbying scramble to make sure the other guy pays. True tax reform is as simple as cutting or eliminating taxes. That's real tax reform.
Yeah.
No studies, panels, committees, task forces, or hearings are needed. When reform proposals seem complicated, they almost certainly don't cut taxes. I mean, if you just want to cut taxes, you do it. You don't have to talk about it in 2,000 pages. The reform debate is strictly about politics and not serious economics. Both sides use demagoguery, but don't propose truly significant tax reductions. Both sides use the outrageous expression, cost to government, when talking about the impact of tax legislation on revenues. This implies that government owns everything, and that any tax rate less than 100% costs government some of its rightful bounty. Oh, this is too much of a cost to government. We can't have our taxes, the amount that we're taking from you, cut back. Government spending's the problem. When the federal government takes $2.5 trillion out of the legitimate private economy in a single year, whether through taxes or borrowing, spending is clearly out of control. That's what needs to happen. We need to stop taking so much. Hell, we need to just end taxes completely. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. It's your show. Take control.
If you're tired...